that's a cool idea. I honestly cannot tell you how it would mount on him because it looks like it's just been photoshopped in on the Hasbro shots of Inferno.
Yeah, all of these are either Photoshop sketch-ons or the auto roller is actually a CAD design.
CAD? It's going to explode!
What the fuck's going on down there?
Hi everyone, this is Vangelis, and it's another supplemental. This is a special Christmas adventure supplemental. But before we get to the Christmas adventure, let's visit the alternative story that I cut for length from episode 24. Sit back and enjoy it, and I'll talk to you afterwards.
2008 has been a pretty good Transformers year. And I'm hoping 2009 is just as big in scale and fun. It's sounding like it, but we'll cover that stuff as it comes. Our next topic is a little bit of a... It actually kind of relates to this. Something that was supposed to be part of the 2008 era of Transformers was Alternity, which has been pushed back again. It was originally going to come out in December. It was pushed back till late January. And now it's been pushed back till February. So, you guys, I gotta ask you, what are your theories on this delay? I have mine, but I want to know yours.
They're working with the Camaro people.
Yep. Alternative will be coming out sometime in 2011.
Only if you pre-ordered.
Yeah, only if you pre-ordered back in 06.
I'm trying to think of something funny.
I agree.
Here in a second.
Well,
I really haven't a clue what could be causing the delay.
Yeah, all I can say really is Alternity looks like it was really finicky designs with lots of tiny moving parts, and I'm guessing that they hit that unfortunate wall that companies such as Yamato might hit, where the design works great in the CAD, and it seems to work great in the prototype, but then prolonged use reveals that there's some point in it that crumbles to dust after, like, five transformations.
Really strikes me that, yeah.
That's why it's called an adult collectible.
Yeah, well,
that's the McFarlane approach.
If it's got a transformation so complex, you'd have to have a kid's imagination even to work it. It strikes me more that they tried to make in so many tiny parts that it might just be getting more of a hassle, not just to engineer, but to assemble the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They might have just gotten too complex for their own good. Maybe it's not just, hey, the parts break down after you transform it, like, twice. Maybe it's that we can't get the parts in at all. Only a computer design could manage this.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Like, they're trying to mass-produce them, and it's taking longer to actually assemble each one than...
Well, look, if you don't worry about those finicky laws of physics, it's just fine.
If we can teleport the pins into place, we can get it.
This is a case where I really want to point out, guys, CAD is awesome, but CAD does not adhere to real-world physics unless you have a program that takes that into account, as Aaron mentioned to me before the podcast, that there are such programs. So, CAD is cool, but I think CAD is also something that's dangerous because it can make you forget little details that you might have thought of in pencil and paper or physical design. That said, I'd love a CAD printer, so please send me one.
For all those who forgot Christmas presents this year.
I'd love to print toys. That'd be great.
So you're talking a rapid prototyper.
Like, we need all your fanfics to come to life.
Exactly.
Unibrawn.
God. Getting really bad mental
images. I could do up the whole cast of And His Armada Love Across the Universe, Can You Recall It? I'm sure.
How many episodes is that into now?
We're on about episode 317.
Oh, really? I've missed a couple.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. But did any of you guys pre-order Alternity, or were you like me and kind of waiting on the sidelines so this doesn't really affect you as much as, say, someone who put money down already?
I didn't pre-order anything anymore. The money stays. Domestic toys and foreign toys will drive me even more bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a hard enough time just keeping track of what's coming out here, let alone to worry about something over there.
Which is a nice topsy-turvy look as opposed to the beginning of the 2000s when it was almost entirely, like, everyone buying from Japan.
Well, it bugged me back then because Japan got them all first, and they had all the extra paint apps that got cut for budget reasons in the U.S. release. You know, but that ended on the Cybertron line, and since then it's, well, who cares? We got it first, so na-na-na-na-na-na.
And now with Walmart's, you know, eternal deluxe sale, it's like, not only do we get it first, but we can get it for $7 as opposed to $25.
Yeah, that's, the price difference is always a big factor in
that. Oh, yeah.
I just want to say to folks who did put money down pre-order-wise on Alternity, I feel for you, and that can't be a very comfortable thing to deal with, but I think that actually does kind of color our vantage here, because it's sort of like, you know, it's an interesting toy, but this just means it'll be longer before it's out in the market, and you know. But some people, I think, like, did money pre-orders, and now they're like, crap, I have money put down on something that's coming out 2 months after when I thought I was going to get a hold of it. But, best of luck to all you guys out there who have pre-ordered it, and
maybe one day you'll get it.
Yeah, before 2011, I think it's a possibility.
It's a race between a race.
Make it your car first.
A race between Alternity and the Camaro.
Yeah. And then when they try to release a Camaro Alternity, the whole universe will implode.
Ooh.
Oh.
Moving on, let's talk about pictures we saw that we.
Since I'm editing this at a friend's house, I've got some people here to help me with all the little talky bits in between segments in this supplemental, so I'll let them take it away.
Hi, I'm Baron, and next you're going to hear some extra BotCon chatter from the Bot Podcast boys. Heck, the poor guys, they didn't even know the hotel had sold out while they were recording. Those hardworking scamps.
Feel for them. They were, and I believe they were also screwed in the a previous BotCon, and they were very vocal about it. But I'm not saying, you know, like, you go and pick a fight with FunPub, shout at them. Just saying, I feel for you guys, and no date is ever going to be good for everyone. So.
Yeah, but that is something that FunPub has mentioned before, that since they do two conventions, now from everything I've heard, JoeCon is not nearly as large as BotCon is.
Don't say that, the new guys are going to come after us.
Yeah, bring it.
Those guys are trained to kill people with their bare hands. I'm not going to bring it to them. I'm going to bring it to Floridary, but not to them. I'll try to get them and Floridary to fight.
They've got ninjas.
But
they've got ninjas.
You know, it does come down to the fact that they do have to plan. They have to find two convention centers. They have to find two hotels in close relation to those convention centers that are willing to cut them a deal. They have to go through all the Hasbro hoops and loops to get... You know, hey, we want to repaint this, but in blue. Can we do that? Okay. You know, get all this stuff figured out. And so, you know, spacing it, you know, like they say, they want to have like a spring-summer setup. Well, you know, if somebody goes in the spring, somebody goes in the summer. And while it'd be nice to have both of them in, you know, in the summer, and people have said, well, what about doing it back-to-back weekends? I feel sorry for anybody that would work at FunPub doing that.
Well, I know a lot of people who actually take it. They have a pretty hostile reaction to doing anything that might potentially cross over the conventions.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something that I probably wouldn't be fond of.
I wouldn't either, because I think it would divide the resources too much.
Right. You know, we'd get...
Yeah, the BotCon stuff, we'll have more info as it comes out, because they're hopefully going to do what they usually do and show off the toys in a staggered formation before the pre-registration's over. So look forward to more BotCon coverage. Let's move on to
one thing I will say. Sorry to step over top of you again, but if you are seriously contemplating going to BotCon, reserve your hotel early because they will go out. Last year they had how many different hotels?
Three.
Was it one or three? The year before that was four, and we filled all four.
And some of those faraway hotels can be in very scary places, like last year.
Yes. Yes. So, the earlier you reserve, even if you end up not being able to go, you're able to drop your reservation without charge up to the day before, I believe.
Yes.
So, do that. Find yourself four or five roommates. Split the costs across everybody. And save yourself some money.
You're damn right. Anyway, something that's hopefully going to be a really cool topic come our June podcasts is, what did we get this week? Because, you know, June podcast will be like, what did we get this week? Well, I spent $3,000 at BotCon. You know, discuss the BotCon. That's going to be like a 50 or 60 minute what we got, I think.
I'll just make
that a supplemental. It'll just be like, what did everyone get at BotCon?
Supplemental, it's probably going to take up a whole other show.
Hopefully
we get some interviews.
Yeah, interviews would be nice.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, I don't want to promise anything because we can't, but I will say, like, you know, we're hoping to do some cool stuff at BotCon in regards to this podcast, aside from our usual just hanging out there. I'm not gonna devote the entire convention to running around getting audio footage, but where I can, I will try to. And, unfortunately, I can't really promise that I'll get, like, stuff up live from the convention because I like doing this post-production thing, and I just don't really feel comfortable taking, like, an audio clip and just sticking it up. So, my apologies to folks who want the vicarious experience as we're experiencing it. But
what we need to do is get somebody to just do all of our post for us.
Yes.
For free.
For free. And high quality.
Get somebody that's stuck at home, can't go to BotCon, and this is their chance to live vicariously by listening to this raw, really bad audio and making it work.
Yeah, it'll all be like, yes, pretty good convention, telling you about this. And we'll just tell the guy, like, you know, if you listen to all that, we'll bring you a sticker from BotCon.
We'll give you a shout-out on the podcast.
So does that mean that we're kind of dumping this off on Omegas?
Well, no.
I really want that sticker,
but
man.
But the problem is you have to be able to export to M4A. So. Someday I'm actually going to try to do a behind the scenes on how the post production of these goes, which is going to be great because it'll show me like slacking off from doing it for like 3 days. But anyway.
Just three minutes of you sitting back munching Cheetos, just staring at the computer.
That's pretty much how I come up with intermission pieces.
For some reason, I was thinking an infinite number of monkeys and an infinite number of computer terminals, but
I can't afford that many GarageBand licenses.
Hey, I found out randomly fixing my wife's work-provided Macintosh computer that she has GarageBand.
Ooh, you need to get the iLife 08 version though, because that lets you escape the 66-minute deadline that I had on the first couple of these.
I don't know. I'll have to convince the hippies that she works for to pay for that.
It's about $70, man. That's some pretty big hippie cash.
Yes, but it's a hippie school, so.
You said it's like a month of tie-dye.
Folks, this is Eric speaking, and I know, Farron, the time is finally here. Prepare to hear the expanded, rousing Christmas tales of the incredible Omegas Prime and the amazing Aaron.
Fantastic toy.
There's, and it's a negative toy. Does that make it positive?
Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast discussion for this podcast thread has now been presented to you. Go ahead and discuss.
My brain has been broken. Going to Target was cool, though, because I literally got to see Transformers flying off the shelf. Like, parents grabbing the movie pack, we had kids begging for the helmets, a Leader Bulkhead and Supreme Optimus vanished in, like, 5 minutes that I was there.
That's awesome.
And this was cute as hell. There's, like, 8-year-old kid following his mom down the aisle, and I notice he's playing with a movie Scorponok. You know, he's working the gimmick as he's going by without even looking. Wow. You know this is the toy he carries around everywhere. And he walks by me, he sees the last premium Megatron they've got on clearance, grabs it, and walks off like it's nothing. And, like, they get about 2 aisles down when I hear the mom go, "Honey, that's a bad guy." And I'm, woman, he's holding a bad guy already.
He's holding a little death grinder that's shaped like a scorpion.
Who actually got a kill in the movie.
Yeah.
But that was really cool to see. I picked up the Stealth Lockdown set, too.
Ooh, how do you like that one?
He's interesting because it's the all-clear figure, something only Japan gets. Mm-hmm. but he's really boring because he's an all-clear figure.
Yes. That's how I felt about the all-clear Carr Brothers set way back. I almost got it several times, and I paused and looked at it, and I was kind of like, you know, this is really cool, but it's also extremely uninspiring to me.
Yeah.
Right. I really only got it because of the Legends, because the only place I can get them is Toys R Us, and they jack the price to $5 a pop.
Ooh.
So for 50 cents extra, I didn't have to drive downtown.
Mm.
So, you know, yeah, the Legends Animated Prime, really nice little figure for a Legend, especially an Optimus who doesn't get good Legends ever.
Mm.
And the Bumblebee is actually really cool. He's actually quickly going to the top of my top five list.
Oh, wow. That's another reason why I like those three packs, because it's a great way for me to get Legends and Activators without having to, like, particularly get the little toys themselves. Like, just like, oh, no, they're a bonus.
Yeah.
You get the poor kid toys without actually buying them.
Yeah, it's
right.
It's like I'm spending negative money on something that's cheap. So it's...
All right. Next day, my girlfriend wants to go spending her money. When she wants to drag me shopping, she cons me into it by stopping off at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so she is evil, she is manipulative, and she's not a listener, so I'm okay with that.
I'm going to check out that podcast
yeah, no
he's
kidding.
Always talking about.
Watch this be the one episode she actually
Oh my
before.
God. Don't jinx it, don't jinx it.
I'm not even knocking on wood. Ha ha.
Oh, to make up for it, she's actually really cool. She picked up Legends Prowl and Titanium Grimlock for me.
Nice.
So that was nice. Yeah. Legends Prowl, very cool.
Wow.
It's nice to see the engineering still works at a small scale. Titanium Grimlock. He looks really cool. He looks like exactly like he did in the cartoon. Or the cartoon. What am I... Sorry, my brain stopped working there for a second.
The cartoon that we all see in our dreams.
Right.
The comic?
In the comic book. Yeah, he's... spot on for the comic book until you see the little stick arms hanging inside his treads. It's like the whole illusion of this big powerful robot has completely died. But you know, he's got that appeal I talked about before. He's like, ooh, he wasn't supposed to exist, but here he is.
Yeah.
So you like kind of have to like him on some level. So, you know, she knew I was like lamenting over these universe figures, so she drops me off at a Super Target, a different one, and I have never seen such a wasteland in my life. This store had like six pegs for both universe lines, so 12 in all. There's two total.
Nice.
Sounds like my target.
So that went up bust. Now, at this point, I've got like $28 left, and Shockwave comes back up on Hasbro Toy Shop, but I have an errand to run. And that's always a good excuse to go to more stores that I shouldn't need to.
Exactly.
Yes. So I spend 3 days resisting that stupid Shockwave just to get to my local Target. I handle the errand, I walk through the aisle, I turn, I see the mountain of unsold Rescue Ratchets. Even kids were not dumb enough to buy these. And I look past them and... there's a chorus of angels singing, and there's a bright light shining down from above. They had the entire wave, all four. Except keep in mind this is Target. They do not have things on sale. I have $28 on hand, so I have to leave two behind.
Aww.
So, yeah, I make the decision. I pluck two, I hide two behind a bunch of Power Ranger toys. I'm halfway... back to the checkout line before I hit a floor scanner, and it's habit for me at this point because I want to see, okay, is there more in the back? Gives me kind of like a time frame of when do I come back and try again. I scan these, I look at the screen for about half a second, and I notice my legs are moving, and they're hauling my ass back to the aisle. My arms are acting on their own, knocking Megazords aside like I'm the last monster of the season. And I'm grabbing one more because that screen said sale.
Ooh.
Yes. So barely, but I do walk off with three of them, and there's a reason I'm not telling you which three, because that night, my girlfriend called, and I thought, oh, this is kind of funny, so you know, I tell her the whole thing that happened. Yesterday, she comes over, and there's a Target bag in her hand. And apparently I described this ordeal very well, because she found that last one that I hid away.
Nice.
Yeah, so one week, six stores. Yeah, I did manage all four of the new ones.
I'm the Face Captain, and you just heard the Omegas Prime story. Next, you're going to hear the Aaron story. I'm the Face Captain. I wrote the Milk Daddy. Enjoy this next story, which is coming up next. I'm so happy.
And then as gifts, I got from a buddy who went to last year's BotCon, a Autobot Jazz Legends figure, because he's heard me say before that I don't generally collect the Legends, and so figured that that was a pretty good shot. And then the biggest gift that I got this year actually was a 19-inch widescreen monitor.
Ooh.
Replacing my old, often electrostatic discharging monitor, it would actually be able to shoot an arc about half an inch to anyone's hand that got nearby to grab a toy.
Wow.
So, no longer fear of electrocution.
But what does it transform into?
A widescreen monitor.
That's awesome!
That is better resolution and a lot brighter. I did not realize how dark my old monitor was until I plugged this thing in, went, oh, I'll see what the default settings are, and, oh, wow, I don't have to have lights on in the room to read my monitor. Wow, cool.
That's but great. I love when people upgrade to LCD, because I remember when I upgraded to that, like to the widescreen deal.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's night and day.
Yeah. Well, that's at work. I actually have a two-monitor setup. I have a LCD and a unfortunately large CRT. When they upgraded computers, I just kept my old monitor and the new monitor that came with it. And since then, everybody else at work pretty much has upgraded to two monitors. When I went, no, because you have your CAD window here and then all of your other junk over there. And and it was like that 2001 moment in the very beginning. What?
That's awesome.
But no, that was, thankfully, Mom had heard through the grapevine that I often electrocute myself when grabbing toys, so.
I admit that's the kind of thing that I would want to try to rectify. If
yeah. Well, I was looking at it, however, I have embargo placed upon any purchases in a month that ends with R.
Ah.
I've gotten in trouble before for buying even like books, you know, okay, well, this is going to be a boring, one time I had a 3-hour drive for work one way that actually was a 3-hour ride. So I was at the Borders that's relatively close to the office and bought just a $7 paperback novel. And, just for something to read for the 3 hours, I was going to be sitting in the passenger seat, completely bored out of my mind. And, I brought it home and it was in the stuff I was packing since it was an overnight trip and was told, ugh, I had that bought for you for Christmas, but it's October. You know, there's months to go until, well, no, I bought it, now you've ruined Christmas. Well, thanks. So I was very happy to see that. But
cool.
But that's not Transformers, and so we should probably get away from it.
We're Farron and Eric.
And we hope you enjoyed this podcast supplemental. It's mental and supple.
And then actually a Toys R Us stock person came back by with a cart full of stuff that was either returns or had gotten picked up and dropped off someplace else in the store, and tossed Hound up there and grabbed him, and then was very fervently going through looking for Cyclonus, and I did not find him. And that's a cell phone.
That is. I'm going to reject the call.
Good.
See, we
rejected.
You know, the happy-go-lucky music and just as that sad moment. I couldn't find Cyclonus.
That was time.
And,
yeah.
but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.